Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning, everyone, to all our dear listeners. Today is Wednesday, September 19th. I'm unable to see this shit because my mouse disappeared. But indeed, it is September 19th. Thank you for joining us today. Today is Yom Kippur. For Jewish people, this is the holiest day of the year. Mm. And you fast and you ask for forgiveness and you pray and all that stuff. And look at me. I'm fucking working today, right? What a great Jew I am.
I know. Does that like come back to bite you?
Probably. Mm. Maybe I'll be decided for the Book of Death next year.
Good.
I don't know.
It's
but
so grim.
Right? I mean, what the fuck kind of ancient thing is this, you know?
Don't and, be talking shit about your
well,
culture.
Well, no, I can. I can because I have a... because I have questions about it. So do many people, you know. I mean, there's a tradition. Look, there's a tradition for Yom Kippur. Some religious people still do it. Mm. You take a chicken, you tie it up, and you twist it around your head 7 times to sort of like, so it would absorb all your sins. You know what I'm saying?
How does a chicken stretch that much?
No, it doesn't stretch. You just put it on a string and you turn it around your head.
Oh. I've never, I mean, I don't,
right?
I wouldn't
isn't
know.
Isn't that fucking ridiculous?
I mean if, if it works, it works, though.
Come
I'm
on.
I'm about to do
works,
that.
Yeah.
I'm about to do it.
Yeah, right? Get a chicken. Fucking poor chicken, man. But I don't understand it because these are very ancient rituals, obviously, you know? And you wonder where they came from. But do they really apply to today? I don't know, man.
Probably so.
I don't know. Some people do funny and crazy shit, man. But yeah, so most Jewish people are not listening to radio. So maybe we can talk behind their back or something.
No, God.
I'm kidding. I'm a Jew myself, so don't jump on me. I'm just joking.
He's just joking.
Because
he's upset that he has to work when he wants to be taking a day off.
No. Look, I'm going to be off for 6 days. I'm good.
Yeah.
But no, that's not the point. The point is that... sometimes you still feel guilty about not fasting and stuff and not observing it because I grew up with the custom of doing it, you know. But ever since I met my second wife, who did not used to fast and observe the holiday, I became the same. So there you go. Don't expect much from me.
Yeah.
In the form of fasting. But what the hell, you know. So I'm going to fly out tomorrow, you get some time off. Go to the beach, enjoy yourself, you know? The beach is so nice early in the morning, you know? You really got to go.
I know. I just don't like the parking sitch.
No,
but
not during the week at 9 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody.
Well, there. I wouldn't go at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's the nicest when you go that early. I'm telling you.
No, I like to go to lay out.
Really?
Yeah, like I don't want to just go to the beach.
Yeah, you can lay out, but what I'm saying is the morning sun is, I think, the nicest. But
I wish I had someone to go to the beach with. It definitely hit the beach.
Go by yourself. What the hell? Look at me. I mean, I don't need people to go places with, you know? Think how much freedom you have.
I just don't like, I wouldn't want to go to the beach by myself because it's, every beach is at least 35 minutes away from my house. That's like too far for me to be going out by myself.
35 miles from your house?
35 minutes.
Oh, minutes. And what's wrong with that?
That's like too far. That's too far from home if something were to like happen.
Like what?
I don't know.
Come on.
You never know. Venice Beach is crazy.
Yeah, but what does it matter how far you are if something happens in Venice Beach? You could be
living down the street. If I was closer, I'd just hop in my car, speed home. Can't do that in traffic.
Come on. You're being ridiculous, I think. But okay, whatever. So I was going to... I was going to get the sports car for one day. And have you seen the BMW i8?
No, you asked me that.
I asked you that? Okay, did I tell you I wanted to
Yep, and then you wouldn't because it's a $1,500 deposit.
Right. You see, I fucking forget about everything. What
we
the fuck?
We talked about this yesterday.
Because I don't remember who I talked to. I talked to a lot of people.
It's all right. You're stressed. It's fine.
So at any rate, I was going to do it, but now I can't change the other reservation for the other car, so I'd be paying for two cars for one day. But you know what I did?
Why don't you just drive around in your own car?
I'm not going to have my own car there. I'm flying to Portland.
Oh, remember? Yeah, that's right.
I can't take my car with me.
You're right. I just had a brain fart there.
But I rented a car like mine from a person, so, but he couldn't change the date, so that's that. I also booked a couple of hotels in like outside of Portland.
Right.
Like I'm going to go to Bend and Eugene, which are big cities also.
Right.
But I got a couple of like bed and breakfasts like on the river. You
that's
know,
cute.
Into different places.
Yeah.
I thought, what the hell, you know? Wake up in the forest one day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need regular hotels. So, you know, one of them is like, I think there's only three rooms. It's a big house.
No.
You know, a bed and breakfast one.
No, thanks.
So I took it just for, listen, I'm just going to be there overnight. Okay.
But I'm a diva, so.
Yeah, I know, me too. But I wanted to, I thought, you know what, for once, let me have a little adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that much privacy in the room just to sleep, you know.
Right.
And but I don't like, you know, when people watch what you're doing and everything.
They what do you
mean? They know when you come in, when you leave and everything.
With the hotel?
No, with this place.
Oh, bed and breakfast. Yeah, because
yeah.
There's only like three of you staying there. Absolutely, they know what you're doing.
But that's okay. I'm going to get there in the evening, hang out maybe, leave in the morning. But just to sort of hang out, not in the city, you know. So, and plus, I'm looking for places like that to live, you know. So
yeah.
I want to see what
I mean, you're not
like.
Going to live in a bed and breakfast, though, right?
No, but I mean something like in the country. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love something like that.
Well, you just got to find the neighborhood and just drive around.
Yeah.
See any for sale signs.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. But at that kind of place, there is no neighborhood. It's sort of like out of the.
In the middle of
out
nowhere?
Of the beaten path.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's like, somewhere out there.
Do you ever carry any weapons on you?
No, I don't.
Mm.
I don't need a weapon.
So if somebody just like came up, like if you're in the middle of a horror film in
right.
Northern Oregon, how are you going to protect yourself?
I don't know. I'll deal with it when it happens.
Oh, no.
I'll
I
give
have
them
pepper
a joint.
Spray, but I don't know how you can get on a plane with that type of shit, though.
No, but you can buy it there.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As a female, I would need some shit like that.
Yeah, huh?
At least like a box cutter.
Yeah. Ooh, that's gruesome.
Mm-hmm. Stab him right in the neck.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that would even go down like that, because I feel like people would go into straight panic mode. And when you're in panic mode, you don't think.
Right.
Like, I always think, okay, what would happen if I was like walking through the garage and I got attacked?
You can't
even though I have
pepper
spray in my car.
Yeah.
Like, am I really going to have the mental capacity to think, let me grab this pepper spray? I don't even know how to spray it.
Okay, so what you got to do is get one, keep it in your purse,
yeah.
In your bag.
And, you legally can't actually carry it around with you like that.
Oh, come on. Who cares?
I mean, went into...
What good does it do you in the car?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I went into... When I filed that restraining order against my stalker, you know, the one that called the radio station months ago?
Yeah.
I brought in my pepper spray.
Yeah.
And he was like, I could arrest you right now for a felony charge. I go, I thought it was legal out here. He goes, not that size.
Really?
Mine was too big.
Oh, so the cop told you that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, brass knuckles are a felony.
Brass knuckles
mm-hmm.
are?
I used to have brass knuckles on my keychain.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he goes, if you were walking down the street and I saw you with those, I could arrest you on the spot.
Jeez.
He goes, if we got a warrant for your apartment and we were looking for drugs, but we found your brass knuckles, we're charging you for the brass knuckles.
Really?
I was like,
even
what?
Even in your house?
Yeah, even in your house. You can't even have them in
Whoa.
Your house. They're literally a weapon.
Like a weapon.
And mine,
a weapon.
Mine with the brass knuckles, it looks like Superman.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Batman, it's
Batman,
all black.
Yeah.
But you put it in and it's got the two spikes at the end. They're
really?
Not sharp.
Yeah.
They're not knives.
Right.
So I don't
like
even know how that would work, but.
Well, it would still, you know, if it's a, it doesn't have to be that sharp, but
right.
It's still like, you know. Things that's gonna hurt.
But I felt safer when I had them on my keychain.
Yeah.
Now they're just like sitting in my nightstand. Don't come and arrest me. I'm not using them.
Yeah.
But I guess if anyone comes and tries to rape me at night, I can reach into my nightstand and grab the brass knuckles.
Yeah. I heard some kind of, on Howard Stern, they advertise Tiger Lady or something. I don't know if you've heard of
I've seen pictures of her.
No, not of her. It's a product like brass knuckles or something
for
women.
Oh no, there's literally a tiger lady. Hold
well,
on.
Maybe there is.
Maybe I'm making that up.
No, but I mean, no, maybe there is. I'm sure. Look, in the world, there's got to be tiger lady.
Yeah.
But I think that's what it's called. It's called Tiger Lady, and it lets you fight off attackers and stuff, you know. So
what is it? I think it
comes out. No, I think it comes out like Wolverine shit.
Oh, no, you're right. When you type in Tiger Lady, it says self-defense for women in a small, lightweight device. Let's click on this really quick.
Yeah, what does it look like? I've never seen it, actually. But they're saying
you wrap it around your wrist like a wallet, and then you slide your fingers in.
Oh.
Okay, so you secure the strap around your wrist before walking to your car, leaving the club, going for a run, or anytime you feel benefit from a boost of quiet confidence. Then it goes, place Tiger Lady in the palm of your hand with the Tiger Lady logo facing up.
Uh-huh.
And then to activate Tiger Lady, close your hand and make a fist. Tightening your hand around Tiger Lady causes three claws to protrude from between your knuckles. To retract the claws, relax your hand.
Come on, get that.
That has to be illegal.
No, obviously they advertise it on the radio, you know. Why would it be legal? I mean, it's something
that's worse than brass knuckles. It's like that's literally a portable knife.
Right. It's like being Wolverine.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, I want this. I just hit buy now to see how much it is. Hold on. I can't even tell you how many times, like, even when I'm like, I leave the club and I'm standing on the corner waiting for my Uber.
Scared, huh?
All it takes is one giant ass man to come off with some, what is it, chlorophyll, put it over my mouth, and I'm done.
Yeah. I know that.
I always find a tree or something and stand up against a tree so no one can like walk up behind me.
Right.
Everyone has to walk in front of me.
Yeah. Good idea.
It's hard to remember that when you're drunk, though.
Yeah. Yesterday we had a great guest, Jim Jordan, a photographer. This guy's very well connected, you know. I think he's nice to know.
Yeah.
He's good to know.
He has a good personality, good aura about him, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw like a little video of him taking pictures, and he's professional. I mean, you can tell by the quality of his work.
Did you see his cover photos?
Yeah. I mean, my God, you know, such great work. And apparently he's got like courses, and you can learn from him photography.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Jim Jordan Photography and you'll find him.
Yeah.
And
he has a book coming out soon.
Right.
It's only $34.99.
$34 for the Tiger Lady?
Yeah. And it's,
oh, that's not bad.
I'm trying to zoom in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what the spikes are made out of, because they don't look like knives. They look like claws.
Right.
They
right.
like curve over like nails.
Whoa. Like a tiger.
Yeah.
Like tiger claws.
That'd be enough to like scratch him in the face and like get a run on, because he'll be so confused.
Exactly. I mean, it's enough you put up any kind of fight, and they're probably going to run away. They're fucking cowards, you know?
Have you ever seen the movie Never Again, I think?
Never Again?
Yeah. Okay, so it's a horror film.
Yeah.
You have to watch it. It's pretty good. It's like kind of gory, I will say that. It's like one of those new aged, like head slicing off, throat slash type of movie. But this guy is like dating this woman. He's like, we're going to go visit my parents in like the middle of nowhere for the weekend. She's like, all right, like madly in love with him. So they start getting attacked. Like one by one, the family members are like dying off. And she starts doing like these crazy survival skills. And her man looks at her and was like, babe, I didn't know this about you. She goes, oh yeah, when I was a kid, my dad put me in survival classes. She goes, nobody's fucking with me. Whole time it was her boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, because he wanted his parents' money.
Uh-huh.
But she whooped ass and nobody knew. He didn't even know.
Jeez.
I wish I was like that.
Yeah.
I wish I was like one of those chicks that it seems like I didn't know anything, but I really did. But I really don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Oh, well, that's funny. But yeah, you got to be able to defend yourself. I mean,
I know. I think about that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I'm like wondering, like, if I get, because I've watched so many Law & Order SVU episodes, and it's like, I don't know what I would do if I was being raped. A part of me, I would obviously be repulsed and like scared for my life, but I think I just like go along with it.
Yeah.
But then it's like, if you go along with it, he might kill you, because don't rapists get off on the fact that you're crying and you're screaming?
I don't know. Maybe I'm sure each case is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have no idea. I don't know. I mean,
like if you got kidnapped and like the guy was delusional.
It's hard to know what you do while it's happening, you know?
And I hope I never have to.
Right.
It's
the worst
it.
Fucking violation of a human being that you can think of, you know? That's why, you know, in wars, they order the soldiers to rape the women. The enemy women, you know?
That's awful.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, they talked about it with some Japanese women and stuff. They would provide like sort of sex slaves and stuff. and they would rape them. And
no,
it's terrible, you know. But that's how they would sort of like show their domination over the other people.
Right.
But God, my God, it's like the most terrible thing I can think of. You're killing a person from the inside.
I feel like if you're going to rape me, you better kill me after because I'm going to be dead anyway.
Right. And find your ass and kill you.
Or that.
Right.
Or let me survive and then I'm going to kill you.
Right.
Or I'm going to have someone in my family do it.
Yeah, exactly. But you're going to be fucking dead, man.
Yeah.
Preferably hanging by your testicles or something. That would be a good fucking
cut your ball sacks off.
Right? Yeah.
There was a movie, actually, that woman that was here, Natalie Burns.
Uh-huh.
Her movie that she came on to promote.
Right.
That's how one of the guys got the boot.
Really?
Because the rape scenes in that movie are pretty intense.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Wow. You gotta have the stomach for it.
Yeah. Huh?
But they raped the girls, and then the girls tied him up and cut one of the guys' ball sacks off. And
really?
His dick. I was like, see ya. There goes your penis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty scary shit, man. Were you around? I think this was a long time ago when this woman cut her husband's dick off.
Lorena Bobbitt?
Yeah.
And then he sewed it back on and became a porn star. The irony.
Right.
The irony, ladies.
How do you remember that? That must have been years ago, right?
Yeah, I was a kid.
Yeah.
But it was like such a big deal when I was a kid. I didn't know like what they were talking about at the time, but it's like just talked about for ages now.
I know. And then Howard Stern had him on the show a few times and stuff, so he became famous.
She's still in jail.
I don't know. I have no
idea.
I'm
going to Google it. We have to Google it now.
It's been a long time, though.
It's been a long time.
I can't imagine she'd still be in jail for that.
I mean, he got caught cheating. That was what it was, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because, like, I remember one of my mom's girlfriends, way back in the day when we were kids, found out that her husband was cheating.
Right.
And they were in the kitchen, like, having girl chat, you know, older woman. And me and Gabby were in there. And she's like, I'm going to Lorena Bobbitt him. And I was like, what's that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
My mom's like, don't worry about it. Now I know. She wanted to cut off his dick. How do you spell Lorena?
Lorena or something?
Lorena. Oh, it's the first thing that pops up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's famous.
Yeah, I guess, right? How many Lorenas do you know?
She looks nuts.
Yeah, she was, man. I don't know what the story is with them.
Cut off her husband's penis with a knife while he was asleep in bed. The penis was subsequently surgically reattached, and then he became a porn star.
Wow.
God. He's a piece of shit. And then he comes back with a big ass dick. How does that work?
Did he?
Yeah.
I've never heard of
it
that.
It like grew before. Like 4 inches. That's why he's so famous. That's why I know. That's how I know he was a porn star. Like, I guess when they surgically attached his dick, it like grew.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just shaped funny or something, you know?
Okay, hold on. She drove away in her car. She threw it into a field.
Yeah.
She actually called 911 on herself.
Yeah.
His penis was found in an exclusive search, and it was reattached in the hospital. The operation took 9.5 hours, and it regained full sensation in a couple of inches. That's what it says.
God, I don't want to hear that shit.
I'm just trying to see how long she went to jail for.
Yeah. You know who was released from prison is Elizabeth Smart's kidnapper. Do you remember her?
No.
Elizabeth Smart, she's like the face of girls being kidnapped and held against their will for a very long time.
That's awful.
I think she was in Utah. So apparently a kidnapper was just released from prison. Let me see how.
How could a kidnapper personally ever be released from prison? Like you ruin somebody's life.
Right, right. Yeah, it was him and his wife.
Oh, my God. First of all, she was found not guilty.
Lorena?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Due to insanity causing an irresistible impulse to sexually wound. Because I guess she accused him of rape.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
I guess.
That he raped her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people don't believe that your husband can rape you, but they most definitely can. Especially if they do sexual shit that you ain't down with.
Yeah. And if you don't want to and they do it, then it's rape. But Elizabeth Smart is now 30. She was 15 years old.
Are these the ones that one of them escaped and like ran to McDonald's or something?
No. This is only one girl was kidnapped by a couple.
Oh.
A man and a woman. So the woman, Wanda Barzi, was one of the two people that abducted her at 14.
Right.
And she helped her husband rape her and all this shit. How fucked up
do you got to be to help your husband commit rape?
Yeah.
That couple in California, did you just hear about that? That's breaking news this morning.
Really?
The doctor and his wife. He's like,
oh yeah, I just saw this in the news. What's that about?
He's a good-looking doctor. They would go to like festivals like Burning Man and Coachella,
right.
And they would find women that like were attracted to their good looks and the fact that he was a doctor,
uh-huh.
Get them vulnerable, and then lace them with ecstasy, cocaine, and roofies, and then they'd both rape them.
Right. Wow.
They only got caught for two. But the police believe that it's more.
Oral copulation by anesthesia, mm-hmm. or controlled substance.
Mm-hmm.
So they would like drug the people?
Yep, and then rape them together.
Wow. So I guess he knew how to drug them, being a doctor and everything, yeah. Right?
That's why sometimes I get scared. Like, I don't be trusting you motherfuckers. Like, I'm supposed to be coming to you for like... And even in like Criminal Minds and regular Law and Order, Criminal Intent, a lot of people that commit those crimes on those shows are people like doctors who have medical knowledge because they know how to do shit that normal people can't.
Right.
Like sever your head completely in one single cut.
Wow. And they recorded the rape on video too.
Like idiots.
Fucking assholes, man. But yeah, I don't understand this. And how do people do this? I mean, who gives you the right to do shit like this to anybody, you know?
But like what type of female... is down with her husband raping somebody.
Yeah, or even the girl, you know.
She must be fucked up, or he's raping her too. Or he found her on the streets and like changed her. There's got to be like some type of backstory to that.
Right. Because
I feel like no normal woman who loves herself and came from a good home is helping her husband rape other females. You don't even watch your fucking husband fucking any other females.
Right.
Let alone raping them.
Wow.
One of them faces up to 40 and the other's 30. I think the woman's probably 30 and the man...
Yeah, she's 31, he's 38.
Mm.
Yeah. They're both good looking. I don't know.
Yeah. The police said they use their good looks to charm people.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty sucky. Stormy Daniels is releasing her book. Did you hear about that one?
Mm-mm. Oh, I did read that this morning, actually.
And
about how Donald Trump was bad in bed.
Something like that, yeah. And she says, I knew I could pick his dick out of a lineup.
Ew. I don't even ever want to imagine his dick in this life.
Look what she wrote.
Can't she get sued for that, though?
She says, he knows he has an unusual penis. It has a huge mushroom head like a toadstool.
Ew.
What the fuck? How would you want somebody to be telling people about this?
But can't he sue her for that?
You got to talk straight into the mic or turn it.
Can't he sue her for that?
I don't think so.
Isn't that defamation of character, though?
No, defamation is like when you lie. If you tell the truth, that's not defamation. I mean...
But does she have the right to describe his dick?
Why not?
I guess she did experience it.
Right. I mean, you know...
So I could do a tell-all about everyone that I've ever fucked?
Yeah, why not?
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just do that.
But maybe they'll ask if they... sue you for defamation, you might have to have some evidence or something.
Right.
I'm sure.
Right.
But yeah, this is when you spread false things about someone or things you can't prove or things like that, you know, where the intent is to really smear them and destroy them, which I guess that's why she's doing it too, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, they're saying, so she's got an attorney who says Stormy went into such graphic detail because she remains frustrated as to those who still question whether she's telling the truth. Wow. I don't know, man. I mean, all these people coming out of the fucking woodwork. I don't know.
But most people do come out of the woodwork when somebody is at like a position of even more power.
Right. But it's usually the opposing party that finds these people, you know. They want to bring them down, you know. There's no question about it. But... yeah, but I'm really tired of all this bullshit, you know? I mean, with this, like, with the judge, right? This woman says he attacked her, like, in high school. I mean, what the fuck? These people are,
what
like...
What story 56. Is that? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. There's an accuser of Kavanaugh, who is the candidate for the Supreme Court. And he's appointed by Donald Trump. So, of course, the Democrats don't like this. So a woman came out of the woodwork to say that he actually attacked her in high school. Now, my question to you is, they're talking about over 30 years ago. Do you remember what you did in high school?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
110%.
Yeah, but I mean, to judge somebody by what they did when they were fucking 15, 16 years old. Come on. I think that's bullshit.
I feel like if you attack a woman at any age, it doesn't matter if it was 15, 16 years
ago. Yeah, but that's why they have a statute of limitations. I mean, she
doesn't. That's for rape.
She doesn't remember. No, that's for any crime.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. She. That's why they give you like, what, 17, 20 years to sue. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, how is it that she comes out only now? After 30 some fucking years, you know? So, you know, it's meant to destroy people. And
maybe she saw him on like a debate or something and was like, this guy is a beater. He attacked me. He doesn't deserve to have that position. And maybe she didn't come out sooner because she had no reason to.
Okay, but you see, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't deserve that position. Why?
Because he attacks a woman. I don't care how old you are. In high school, you're old enough to know better.
But it's he told her. What?
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't hold someone that's like responsible when you, for shit like this, especially when they were kids. It was probably like, I don't even know what happened. Okay, I don't know what happened, but we'll see how it turns out. But it always seems to happen when people are just about to get nominated, you know. So it's he said, she said, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difficult thing about these things. Like, if there is no video or proof, people are like, she could be lying, but what if she's also telling the truth? Well,
yeah, but how much can she remember? She doesn't remember when it happened.
I remember everything from high school.
She doesn't remember when.
Yeah,
but
maybe you don't know the exact date
and
time.
No, she doesn't know. Yeah,
but like,
even the method or where.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was reading up on it.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't remember dates and times of dramatic things that happened to me in high school,
right,
but I remember full details about what happened.
Right, right.
Like, I can remember one time I was in the parking lot with some guy I was dating in the Wendy's parking lot. Don't know the date, don't know the time. I know it was freezing out, and he called me the N-word.
Really?
Yeah, he was Middle Eastern. He was Lebanese. And that was the first time in high school I was like, oh, yeah, no. Mm-mm. And like all his boys were like laughing. Like, I'll remember like moments like this, exactly how they went down, but I won't remember, like, I don't remember if it was like October 2nd, 19, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, 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 absolutely. You but know? I guess they're saying the details are pretty foggy, so I don't know. But I mean, yeah, listen, I'm just saying there's two sides to every story. Mm-hmm. We need
that
to investigate
is.
This.
That there is.
And see what's going on, you know. But I'm convinced that a lot of people are out to bring Donald Trump down, and they'll stop at nothing, you know. And to them, I think making him fail is more important than making America succeed. And that's what scares me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the obsession. But Stormy Daniels, I really don't give a shit about what she has to say, really. You know, I mean, what the fuck? But anyway,
she'll have like a couple more months where people are talking about her, and then she'll just be nobody and nothing. Like, no, everyone's going to stop talking about it. Yeah. It's like one of those things where it's like in the mainstream for like, I don't know, maybe a year.
Yeah.
And then when people mention Stormy Daniels, it's just going to be like, wait, who's that again?
Right. I mean, what the fuck, you know?
And I don't like Trump, but I just don't think it's like a big.
Yeah.
Like. I mean, she could be telling the truth, though.
Right, but why really something like this about the president?
She did get a payout, though, so yeah. It's probably true.
Yeah, and why try to bring down a president with a sex scandal and telling people shit like this, you know, other than to just, you know, drag him through the mud?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to finish a little early, but we still got some time. I wanted to bring up the fact that, so the weather changes in Oregon every day. I'm still trying to figure out what kind of weather I can expect, mm-hmm. but it changes right away, like every day, you know? So I don't know what I'm going to wear, but I know that for 6 days, that's a lot of clothes I need to take.
Just pack variety, like pack a couple sweaters or long sleeves.
Right, but you know what? People often like travel with one or two pairs of jeans and they just keep wearing them over. I can't do that.
I can't do that either. No.
I got to have like
what if you pour barbecue sauce on it while you're eating or something, or ketchup?
Yeah, plus sweat and all that.
No,
I got to have fresh clothes.
I pack like 2 outfits per day.
Yeah.
I'll probably only wear one, but I'm packing 2.
Right.
I overpack
I don't have room in the fucking suitcase for all the clothes, you know, for 6 days. Shit.
Yeah, no.
I need a big suitcase, so we'll see what I'm
You should have told me. I would have let you borrow mine. I have a huge one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want a huge one, though. Maybe just a regular size, because I have kind of a smaller one that I like.
Right.
But
you could probably go to Ross and get one for
cheap.
Yeah.
I'm just lazy. I left everything to the last minute like I always do. Mm-hmm. Now I got a million things to do, you know.
Yeah. I work better under pressure, so I feel it.
Yeah, you don't have a choice, so you do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear you. God, the floods in Carolina and North Carolina are unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Right? I mean, how high is the water?
But there's like videos of people outside. And I'm like, okay, stay home.
Yeah. But you know what? They're saying millions of chickens and thousands of pigs died because they're showing like
drowning.
Drowning, yeah.
That's so sad.
I mean, the water is so high.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
Poor babies. Think of all the,
I know, man. Yeah. So, yeah, you know. So anyway, so I was talking about Elizabeth Smart's kidnappers. I guess the woman served 15 years, and now they're giving her parole. And Elizabeth Smart urged the officials to reconsider because, fuck, I mean, can you imagine a 14-year-old girl getting raped? I mean, that's like, isn't that like the biggest hell you can think about?
I mean, I don't think there's any coming back from that.
No, yeah. They don't even know what the hell's happening to them.
And they're never going to trust anyone ever again. Yeah. Like the thought of anyone touching me after something like that happened, I would probably cringe.
Right. But you see, she's become like an advocate for kidnapped victims and stuff. And, you know, she's an inspiring person. So sometimes, you know, good things come out of it.
Right.
She decided not to be a victim or not to view herself as a victim, you know. So, yeah. What else is going on? I mean, are you going to see any concerts or anything?
No.
The summer's almost over, right?
Yeah.
There's not going to be that many concerts left.
Mm-mm.
But I wanted to see some shit, you know.
I don't like concerts. I don't have fun.
You don't have fun at concerts?
No, concerts are not my thing.
I like them, but, you know, I was disappointed the last time. I don't know. So, anyway, listen, we're going to wrap up a little early because I got to go and do some work out there and stuff. So, our engineer is on his day off. I was so kind to to let him stay home today.
As he should.
Well, I came to work. But stay tuned, guys. We're going to have a lot of great shows next week. We're going to be out till Tuesday, and then we'll be back Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story there. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be thinking about you not being here.
Yeah.
And going to the beach or something.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully I do something fun in the next 6 days. One can only hope.
Yeah. Well, you can follow me indirectly. I'll post pictures and stuff of everywhere.
Yeah.
Video and stuff. So we'll see.
If you remember. I feel like you don't post that much ever.
I don't post that much because I'm a private person, you know? So I only post like show related shit.
Right.
And sometimes family stuff, you know?
Right.
But I'm thinking maybe the trip I might actually document.
Well, if
Facebook,
you can get a sick ass pic, for sure, upload it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to get a lot of them, I'm sure, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you all for being such loyal listeners. We really appreciate it. You all have a great, Yom Kippur if you're Jewish. I hope you're all being judged to life for another year at least. And we'll see. Mine is kind of questionable because I'm working today and not fasting. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.